Mishadal at the halach is that a firstborn animal must be given to a kohen, who then brings it to the Beis HaMikdosh, offers part of it up on the Mizbeach, and can eat the rest. However, if that bechor, if that firstborn animal develops a wound, a mum, then of course it cannot be brought as a korban, and rather it can be slaughtered as a regular animal outside of the Beis HaMikdosh. However, this wound has to be a permanent wound. If it's a wound which will just go away after 2 weeks, or after some time, then it is still considered to be a bechor, which needs to be given to a kohen to bring on the Mizbeach. Now, if one does find a mum, a wound, on his bechor animal, he needs to take it to an expert, who then examines the animal, and he declares whether it is considered to be a permanent wound or not. And what happens if somebody has a bechor, a firstborn who has a wound on it? However, the owner had not yet shown it to an expert before Yom Tov. Then came Yom Tov, and on Yom Tov, bechor shenafal abur. The firstborn, it fell into a pit. And once it fell into the pit, it almost definitely now has a permanent wound, and there is a danger that the animal will die very soon. So again, the owner will want to slaughter it as soon as he can, so that it doesn't lose out on all of the money which he would get from being able to sell this for food. And now in terms of the wound which developed on Yom Tov itself from falling into the pit, that certainly is not enough to allow the owner to slaughter the animal now. Because if when Yom Tov began, there wasn't a permanent wound on the bechor, then when Yom Tov began, it was forbidden to slaughter that bechor. It would have to be given to a kohen who would bring it on the Mizbeach, not on a Yom Tov, on a different day. So if when Yom Tov came in it did not have a wound, then the animal is considered to be muktzah, because at that time it was not fit to be eaten or slaughtered. The question is, what about the wound which was already there before Yom Tov began? Says the Mishnah, Yered Mumcha V'Yireh, an expert should go down towards the pit, and he should examine the animal. Im Yesh Bo Mum, if it has a wound, and what this means is, if the wound which the animal had already before Yom Tov began is a permanent wound, and it is permanent not because of the fall into the pit, but the expert can tell that it was permanent even without the fall into the pit, so that means that even when Yom Tov came in, it was permitted to eat the animal. So it's not considered to be muktzah. Muktzah, whether something is muktzah, is decided based on the time that Yom Tov begins, and since at that time it was permitted to just slaughter it and eat it, so the animal was never muktzah, and Yalev Yishreit, he is allowed to bring out the animal and slaughter it, of course as long as there is enough time to eat at least a kazayis of it, as we saw in the previous Mishnah. Vimlav, however, if not, if the wound which was there already at the beginning is not a permanent one, then lo yishchait, he may not slaughter it because it is muktzah. Now the opinion of Rabbi Shimon is that there is no law of muktzah, and so in terms of the laws of muktzah, Rabbi Shimon would have allowed one to move this animal and to slaughter it, since it does not hold to the prohibition of muktzah. However, Rabbi Shimon says that it is forbidden to slaughter this animal, reason being that he argues on Rabbi Yehuda in the essence of what exactly the expert does over here. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it seems that when the expert declares and tells you that the wound was a permanent wound, he is sort of informing you that that is the case. You don't know, and you need an expert to tell you that this is the case. But that means that you know that from the beginning of Yom Tov, that was the case. That this was considered to be a permanent wound, and that from the beginning of Yom Tov, the bechor could have been slaughtered. You just didn't know about it. However, Rabbi Shimon holds that is not the case. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's the declaration of the expert itself that defines this as a bechor which can be slaughtered. He's not just informing you that this is the case already, but only as a result of his declaration does the bechor's status become a bechor which can be slaughtered and eaten as a regular animal. And because of that, Rabbi Shimon says that this is very similar to judging a case in court. You are changing the halachic status of something, and that cannot be done, just like it's forbidden to judge cases on Shabbos and Yom Tov. It is also forbidden to change the actual halachic status of something, and therefore says Rabbi Shimon, Kol she'ein mumay nikar mibayim, any bechor whose wound was not recognized and had not been pronounced as a permanent wound during the day before Yom Tov, Ein Zeh Menamuchan is not considered to be a prepared, ready animal that you would be able to slaughter, and the expert cannot pronounce it as a mum kavua, as a permanent wound, on Yom Tov itself, and therefore it is still considered to be a regular bechor, a regular firstborn animal, which must be given to a kohen and offered up on the Mizbeach.